You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a radio show full of laughter, excitement, mystery, and sometimes even a little danger. Gather your family together and get ready to listen to a movie for your ears. And now, The Brinkman Adventures.
Hello, welcome to Wimples. Can I help you find something today?
Are these fresh samples?
Yep, just put them out. Wimples' famous bratwurst. We make it in the back.
I know. I've lived here 70 years, young lady. I went to school with Marshall Wimple. His granddad started this place back in 1898, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's neat.
You sure these are fresh?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Tastes like
tar or something.
Today, we're with Kate on the job at Wimple's Meat and Grocery in downtown Port Washington. She's been working here now for several days and hopes to earn enough money to record her new album. Although, it looks like she might be having a little trouble with old Miss Lagatha.
Ugh, never buying that stuff again. It's awful.
Oh, sorry. Ugh,
could I have some water or something?
Sure.
To wash out my mouth?
Here you go. I'm really sorry about that, Miss Lagatha.
What if Marshall could taste this? Why, he'd come bounding out of that grave and have a word to say. You know, this job isn't just a job, young lady.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Mrs. Wimple. Oh, what happened?
You don't want to know.
Kim was making bratwurst and forgot to use her rubber gloves.
I realized my Band-Aid was missing when I finished.
Oh.
You want to help us? We're cutting open all the links.
It's actually a little fun. They pop when you cut them.
That was a great take. You nailed it.
Thanks.
So, what instruments will be on this one, besides your piano?
I think a cello. There's this woman from Russia who plays with the Milwaukee Symphony. I'm hoping I can get her.
Cool. What does she charge?
Oh, probably a couple $100.
You have that?
No. But I'm getting my first check from Wimples on Friday.
Oh, no!
What does that mean?
I think it means the hard drive failed.
What? All of my work is on there. 10 songs.
Relax. I always back it up on a flash drive. There you go. See? No problem.
Oh, phew.
I can just order another hard drive tonight and transfer the files from the flash drive.
In the meantime, I'll watch over that.
Here you go. You never finished the story. What happened with the Band-Aid?
Oh, yeah. So we cut open about 50 pounds of bratwurst, and then I see it lying there on the floor.
No way. You ready to head up to the house? Michelle's coming for dinner.
Let's stop at Smith Rose on the way up. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We'll work for coffee.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Blake. 2 mediums, please.
All right, coming right up. Hey, you were asking if we needed any help the other day? Well, one of our baristas just moved up to the Twin Cities. I'm wondering if you're interested in the job.
Wow.
You know, hours are flexible and the pay's great.
Thanks for thinking of me. Can I get back to you on that?
Sure, no problem. Just let me know. It's yours if you want it. Here you go. 2 light roasts.
Broccoli, please.
You're Charlie.
Why are you eating supper here, Michelle?
Because Anthony's working late.
It's a no-brainer, Kate. The pay is more, your hands won't stink like sausages when you come home, and it's a real cool place to work, as opposed to Wimple's.
I agree. It seems like a pretty easy decision.
Well, when she hired me, I told her I would stay through Fish Day. Guess she's had a pretty high turnover lately. Fish Day Festival is one of Wimple's busiest times.
Well, that changes things.
You make more money at Smith Bros.
Maybe you could work at both places.
Not a bad idea, Hope. But they both would need me at the same time. I think I'm going to stick it out with Wimples. I gave her my word, so...
And I don't think you'll regret that decision.
When do you have to be done with all the recording for your album?
Well, they want me to have the CDs by the time I open for the Billy Rogers concert. So that means I have to have all the recording done by the 5th.
That's not much time.
No kidding. It's why I took the job at Wimple's when I did. I need to pay the musicians.
And if you would have waited a week, you'd have a real job.
Good morning, Kate. I'm glad you came in early today.
Why? What's wrong?
We have birds in the store.
What do you mean?
I mean we have birds in the store, just like I said. See, there they are, two little yellow birds.
Whoa, they're fast.
This morning they were in the produce, eating the fruit. They devoured our raspberries and pecked holes in a bunch of our apples.
You're kidding.
And now they're leaving little surprises all over the floor. Have you ever tried to get birds out of a building?
No. We could call someone, though. Here, Felspar's Pest Management. They're right down the road in Sockville. Should I call?
Please.
Hello?
Hello, I work at Wimple's Meat and Grocery here in Port. We have a couple birds in the store that we need to get rid of.
I'll be there in 4 minutes and 53 seconds.
You'll be here in 4 minutes and 53... Hello?
Boy, that's incredible service. Good job, Kate.
Hello, welcome to Wimple's.
Name is Lowell Feldspar. Call me Feldspar. I'm here with Feldspar Pest Management.
Hi, Feldspar. I'm Julia Wimple. We have a couple birds flying around here in the store and need them removed before our customers arrive.
Well, then I'm the right man for the job, see? My specialty is raccoons, but I have an incredible knowledge of all pesky creatures. Have you heard of the Mexican mole lizard by chance?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. Most people haven't. And believe me, you do not want to run into one in a dark alley somewhere.
Really? You're using a gun?
This isn't just a gun, ma'am. It's a Marlin 3-9er.
But in the store?
Well, of course, that's where the birds are. You see these? It's tranquilizing birdshot.
I didn't know they made tranquilizing birdshot.
Oh, that's the thing. They don't. I invented these rounds myself. They haven't hit the market yet, but when they do, it's going to be a knockout. And there we have one of the nasty little varmints. Strange. Domestic canary? This may confirm my fear of a tropical species invasion. That these could be scouts.
What?
Looks like they're nesting up in your suspended ceiling. I'm gonna have to crawl up there and flush them out. I'll need a ladder from my work truck. I'll be right back.
Kate, were there any reviews on this business?
Nope. Looks like we get to write the first one.
He's been bumping around in the ceiling all morning. How long does it take, anyway?
Don't know. Hey, is something bothering you?
I have a piano recital later today.
Are you nervous?
No, it's just that my mom's not coming. She has to do inventory for the store and get ready for fish day.
Oh, it's hard when parents miss important things.
Sometimes I think she cares more about the store than me. It's Sam Bradley!
Who?
He's the main news guy for Channel 4. He lives in the new condos by the harbor. You take him.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wimple's. Can I help you?
I'll take a couple pounds of your leanest ground beef.
Coming right up.
What was that?
I'm sorry, what?
A thumping sound. Right above me. In the ceiling.
A thumping sound?
There it goes again. Can't you hear that?
I'm gonna fall!
Oh no! Julia! Kim! Come quick!
Don't just... like a couple of meerkats. Help me.
I'll call the fire department.
Hey, Kate. It's about to happen. Come here.
I can't bear to watch.
Come on, Kate. Don't be a baby.
Did you guys know that I worked in a grocery store when I was Kate's age?
Did somebody fall through the ceiling there, too?
No, but I have a lot of funny stories from that job. One time, I took a big loaf of French bread and covered it with frosting. Then, I put it in the case with the Long John donuts. It looked like a massive donut.
No way.
That's great.
Customers just stood there gaping at it.
Quiet, guys.
Now we go to Sam Bradley in Port Washington on the scene of an incident that happened earlier today.
Hi, Andrea. I'm standing here in front of Wimple's Meat and Grocery on Main Street. This place has been a fixture in the community for about 100 years. Earlier today, fire trucks were called when a man's legs came crashing through the ceiling above the meat counter. This man was in possession of a rifle.
We do have a video of the incident as it unfolded.
Julia, Kim, come quick!
Don't just stand there like a couple of meerkats! Help me!
I'll call the fire department!
Kim, where's the ladder?
In the back by the water heater.
Oh no! My pants are stuck! If you find any Belgian currency, it's mine!
restored to safety and did not sustain any injuries. He was identified as Lowell Feldspar of Feldspar Pest Management. We learned he had been hired by the owners to eliminate birds that had invaded the store. Health inspectors have been notified and will be investigating.
Good morning, Kate.
I'm so sorry about yesterday. You could fire me now, I'd completely understand.
It wasn't your fault. Don't worry about it. Hey, can you give us a hand arranging some stock in the back room?
Sure.
You saw the news report?
Yeah.
Pretty sad, huh?
Yep.
Do you think anyone will shop here anymore?
We'll get through this, ladies. When times get tough, I always ask myself, what would old Marshall Wimple do right now?
What would he do?
We need this place to be extra clean, and we need to rebuild our reputation.
Maybe we could do promotion or something special. You know, get people's attention.
I got a seafood order for Wimples?
That's us. Frozen lobster tails?
Nope, live lobsters.
What? I ordered a box of 20 frozen lobster tails.
Well, lady, that ain't what it says here on this order.
Huh? Live lobsters?
That's what I got.
Oh, how many?
20 boxes.
What? 20 boxes? How many lobsters are in each box?
24 live lobsters per box.
Oh no, this is a mistake. Can I send them back?
Not live lobsters. They wouldn't survive the trip back to Maine. Sorry, lady, where do you want them?
Seasalt Lobsters, Sean, how may I help you?
I'm calling about order number 3378.
Let's see here. Wimple's Meat Grocery in Port Washington?
Yes, that's us. There's been a mistake. We ordered 20 frozen lobster tails, but received 480 live lobsters.
Yep. Looks like you changed your order. Looks like the frozen lobster was scribbled out and changed to live lobster.
That's odd. Can you take a picture of the form and text it to this number?
Yeah, if that would help you, for sure.
I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how to keep these alive.
Good luck on keeping them alive without a tag. Best thing I can suggest is to cook them lobsters, pick the meat, and freeze it right out.
Sorry, I got sick of waiting for you in the studio. It's too late to record now anyway.
I know.
And you stink. Like fish or something.
I've been boiling lobsters all day. We got a huge order by mistake.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah, it cost Mrs. Wimples about $8,000.
Ouch.
Oh, hey there, Kate.
Oh, hey, Blake.
Have you given a job offer any more thought?
Man, I'd love to, but I'm at another job.
Yeah, your brother was telling me you're at Wimples. Were you actually there when it happened?
What? The flailing Feldspar incident?
Yeah, what was it like?
rather odd.
I can imagine. Well, the offer stands until the position fills.
Thank you.
So, you're going down with the sinking ship?
Ian, the lobster mix-up wasn't a mistake.
What do you mean?
I called the company in Maine, and they texted me a picture of the original order. Mrs. Whipple wrote down 20 frozen lobster tails. Then it was like she changed her mind, scribbled it out, and wrote 20 boxes of live lobsters.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Hi, Kate.
Good morning, Mrs. Wimple. I thought the carpenter was supposed to fix the ceiling last night.
I told him to wait. We're a little short on cash at the moment, with no customers, you know.
Yeah, it's been slow.
Kate, would you mind waiting a week for your paycheck? Until after things pick up a little. I hate to ask, but...
It's fine. Is Kim here?
Yeah, she's in the back cooking up some samples.
Whoa!
Kate! Here, let me help you. How much stuff do you keep in this bag?
I know.
What's this?
A flash drive. I've been recording songs to make an album, and they're all right here on this little thing. The studio hard drive crashed, and this is the only copy.
I'd keep that locked up in a safe.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, what were you doing when I came in?
Making samples.
You were squirting something into the pan with that bottle.
Oh, famous Wimple seasoning.
Oh, what is this stuff?
I told you, seasoning.
Yuck. Kim, this is awful.
It won't hurt anyone.
This isn't funny. This is why Mrs. Lagatha gagged.
I thought it was funny.
Did you change the lobster order?
What are you talking about?
I called the company and they sent me a picture. It's your handwriting, Kim.
This is none of your business.
I'm talking to your mom about this. Actually, no. You need to talk to her yourself.
And if I don't?
You've got until this time tomorrow. After that, I'm telling her.
Fine.
Kate, it's a little stormy out this morning. You want the car?
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Are you worried about today?
I'm not sure what to expect. I hope she told her mom.
Yeah.
The store's going bankrupt, and I think she's mostly to blame. It wouldn't surprise me if she's behind the birds in the store, too.
What makes you think that?
Well, Feldspar was surprised about the type of birds. He said they weren't native to Wisconsin. I'm betting she got them from a pet store.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an interesting day at Wimple's. Before you go, can I pray for you?
Sure.
Lord, we don't know what's going on in Kim's heart, but we pray for her right now. And we pray for Kate. Help her to be a light for you, and to point Kim to the truth.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. My flash drive! It's gone! Oh, no!
How'd you find me? Your mom told me you were taking a walk on the pier. You shouldn't be out here. The waves are too big.
Just leave me alone.
Did you talk to her?
No.
Okay, then I have to.
If you do, you'll never see this again.
Kim, wait. Let's talk.
You stay out of my business, or I'm throwing it.
Ruining your family's store is not a joke. What's going on with you?
You have no idea.
Ah! Oh, no.
Help!
I got you! Pull yourself up!
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Let's just get off this pier before we get washed in again.
Why, Kim? Why would you do those things?
Because I thought if you didn't have the store to take care of, maybe you'd have more time for me.
Kim.
I know it was so wrong, Mom.
I'll forgive you, hon. I'm disappointed, but I forgive you.
I'll pay you back for the lobsters and stuff.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry I've been so occupied with the business. I often think about Grandpa Marshall. I'd want him to be proud of us, taking care of the store and all. But it's more important to be a good mother to you. I'm sorry, Kim.
That's okay, Mom. Kate, I'm so sorry I lost your album.
I forgive you. Maybe the songs will sound better the second go-round.
Okay, now what?
I do have an idea for how we can help the store.
What is it?
We need customers. Lots of customers.
I know, but people won't even come in the door after that incident.
We need something big. Something to counter the news report. Something spectacular. My dad told me a story about this huge donut he made. It attracted a lot of attention. What if we made a super long bratwurst sausage? We could create the very first world record for a lobster brat.
What?
We have nearly 500 frozen lobsters that are getting freezer burned. I found a recipe online that's supposed to be amazing. I bet if you added the Wimple touch, you could make it even better.
I could make posters, and you could provide the music.
You might be onto something.
Abraham's Bakery just committed. They're delivering a 50-foot bun to the park at 10 a.m.
Think your dad and brothers can make a 50-foot long grill?
Let's hope so.
I think I've got it. Try this.
Oh, that's it. Oh, it's delicious.
That is good.
All right, boys. We've pretty much maxed out our van with these cinder blocks.
Whew.
How many books are there?
100.
Where to now?
Next, we're picking up the metal grates and charcoal.
This thing's gonna be huge!
Well, that's all of it. We've ground up all 480 of them.
Whew.
Time to get our hands dirty and mix this stuff up. Kim, no band-aids, right?
Got the glove.
Hey, girls. Poster's all gone?
Yep. I put one up in the church and the library.
The chocolate shop let me hang one, too.
They gave me a sample.
Lucky.
And then the day arrives. Everyone gets up early and helps build the 50-foot grill in the park. Kate sets up a sound system, and the girls prepare the tables to accommodate the crowds of people they anticipate. Everything is in place, and they are poised to make the world's longest lobster bratwurst.
You've got to be kidding.
We need to cover up the grill, or the charcoal won't light.
Okay.
Tuck it under the blocks.
I checked the radar on my phone. We're clear for the rest of the day.
I think we could cook it now if you want.
But there's nobody here.
I know.
Our family could probably eat it all, right, Dad? I'm really hungry.
I know you're hungry, bud.
If we don't cook it now, it'll go bad anyway. It's lobster meat. I think we should still make it.
Here comes a semi-truck.
That's our 50-foot bun.
Okay. I suppose we should go ahead with it.
Come on, boys. Time to make some fire.
Cool.
Wow. Check out that gnarly. Sweet ride.
I have an idea. Mom, are there any posters left in the car?
Only one.
Tape and markers in there?
Yeah.
Can I use the car?
Sure.
Ian, I'll need your help. Come on.
What are we doing?
On the back of that poster, right. Lobster brat fry. Turn left now.
As Kate and Ian hang the last sign at the corner of Spring Street and Highway 33, Jack and the boys start grilling the world's longest lobster brat. Just north of town is the leading edge of a huge group of hungry motorcycle riders heading south. They're on their way towards Gnarly Havenson's 100th anniversary celebration in downtown Milwaukee.
You like lobster? Fart! Bratwurst? Give him more! Turn left, everybody!
I need another 100 plates.
We're almost out of brats, too.
Run back to the store and get all the brats we have left in storage.
Got it.
Why didn't we cook the long hot dog?
Well, now that it's all cooked, we want to eat.
Hey, Ian, I could use some help over here.
Coming.
Mom, I'm running out of room in the cash box.
Get a pillowcase out of the van or something.
This is Andrea Thistles with a 6 o'clock report. Right now, something extraordinary is happening in Port Washington. Sam Bradley comes to us live in Chopper 4. Sam?
We're high above Port Washington right now, looking at an incredible sight. This small town has come to a complete standstill. Motorcycles line the streets, and it's estimated that there are 4,000 people crammed into Banshell Park. Police have been called to direct traffic.
So what is the event, Sam?
Well, apparently, Wimple's Meat and Grocery created the world's longest lobster bratwurst.
Lobster bratwurst? That is unusual.
The word on the street is that they're amazing. In fact, the store has completely sold out.
Do you want the speakers on this side of the van?
Oh, you don't have to do that. I've got them.
Kate, thanks for what you did today.
Sure. I'm glad it worked out. It seemed like a disaster at first, but then, man, who could have imagined?
Yeah, it was an incredible day. Most people would have quit when things got bad. Why did you stay?
To be honest, I was tempted to leave. But I gave you my word. I also realized that ultimately, I'm serving God through my work. I knew that staying was the right thing to do.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Saving Wimples. While fictional, this story deals with an important topic. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Remember that our employers and coworkers are watching us, and our actions can help point them to God. For more information on this episode or to get your own copy, please visit BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Hey, Mr. Pennington.
Here you go. Good as new.
Thanks. Boy, Kate's gonna be so happy. How'd you do it?
It's not rocket science. I just remapped the directory. Is that all you need?
That's all. Thanks again.
You bet.
Actually, there may be something else. Didn't you used to work for NASA?
Why do you ask, Ian?